Welcome back to the show, Benjamin Mayo.
Hello, Chance. Happy
Thanksgiving. You've been on before, but I think it's been a while since I've had you on.
It's been a little while, yeah.
But for this Thanksgiving special episode, I wanted to get your thoughts on some technology that you use that you're thankful for. So anything in your arsenal that you're thankful for. I'll go first, I guess, just to set the stage. But I wanted to start with Apple TV. And that sounds like such an obvious answer for an Apple-focused podcast and people who write about Apple for a living. But I've been traveling this week and using various other people's TVs, most of which have like, most of them are Samsung, and they just have the Samsung like smart TV components to them. And to Samsung's credit, that's their system has gotten decently better over the years. But it made me realize that I take Apple TV for granted so much, like coming from my house where all of the TVs are outfitted with Apple TVs, like you really just take for granted how good they are, how good tvOS is, how smooth all the apps are. The integration with your iPhone is such a big one. Being able just to, as soon as you bring up a text field, like your iPhone pops up and says, hey, want to just type that in here? And that's just such a good feature. So many aspects of the Apple TV ecosystem are underrated.
AirPlay.
And I know AirPlay is a big one. And I think some of these Samsung TVs do have AirPlay.
Yeah, they do, but it's just not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's close. Like, the thing with the Apple TV box is that literally everything you do on it, aside from playing games, right, but, you know, in terms of video streaming, you can do them on the smart TV. It's just not as nice. It just, everything's slower. Everything's a bit more laggy or sluggish, and like you don't. I love the Siri remote where you can just like swipe on the little pad and it just like zooms through. It's like everything just feels way nicer. And like even if all you're doing is like opening the Netflix app and browsing Netflix, I promise you it'll be faster to do it through the Apple TV. Like just as long as you have a TV that can turn on using the Apple TV remote and not you don't have to like switch inputs and stuff with HDMI CEC. As long as you've got that. The Apple TV is going to make your life better. You buy it once, it lasts for ages. They brought out, three models now, the Apple TV 4K? You can have an older model Apple TV 4K and be perfectly content. It's not like you have to upgrade it every single year.
Yep, I still use the very first Apple TV 4K. I still use it in one of our TVs.
You don't get the Snoopy screensaver, unfortunately. That's not available on the original Apple TV, but on the original Apple TV 4K. But otherwise, you can be very pleasantly content with any model. They feel great, they work great, they're very reliable. If you have smart home stuff with HomeKit, they have even more benefits because, like, I have my motion cameras like pop up in the little thumbnail on the right hand side of the TV. It's great, but yeah, Apple TV. Even if all you're doing is streaming video on it, do that.
What's your first one, Mayo?
My first one is AirPods, fourth generation. So they're the ones that came out in September. AirPods are so good, and you don't need you know, that's not some particular insight. Everybody knows that. That's why they're a sensation and they're super, super popular. But what the AirPods 4 gave me is something that I wasn't sure I was ever going to get. I thought I was always going to be consigned to a lesser experience because I don't like how the in-ear tips feel. So of AirPods Pro, they have the silicone tips. They push right the way into your ear canal and they sit inside your ear. Whereas AirPods non-Pro kind of sit on your ear. Nothing against them. I just don't like how in-ear tips feel. So I've always been on the main AirPods line, not the Pro line. And the thing AirPods Pro have always had is noise cancellation. That's been the Pro defining feature is active noise cancellation. I just assumed for the longest time that we were never going to get that on the base AirPods because they didn't have a tight seal. And so it wasn't going to be possible. AirPods 4 came in this year. And what is their flagship feature? Active noise cancellation. And it is great. The thing I love it for the most is every few weeks I have to mow my lawn of my house and I just want to play a podcast and listen to the podcast where I'm mowing the lawn for 20 minutes. The mower is so noisy. With my old AirPods in, I'd have to be on like 100% volume and still be straining to hear what these people are saying on a podcast. Music's slightly more audible, but podcasts is, you know, like talking voices. It just wasn't a nice experience. I was like, can I get AirPods Pro and just live with it? You know, because the mowing was like so important to me. But I never did it. But I bought AirPods 4 instantly. I got the noise cancellation model. And is the noise cancellation as good as if you had a physical seal with tips? No, but it's way closer than I ever imagined would be possible. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It like completely silences overhead plane noise, cars that are going past you on the street. Like if you're walking on the pavement and you've got cars driving past, they're like rustles of like grains of rice in a bag versus the roar of a car engine. Like it's remarkably good. I think it depends slightly on how good you have a seal or a fit with your AirPods 4. So some people might use AirPods 4 and have a lesser impressive noise cancellation experience. But for me, the AirPods 4 fit really well. And the noise cancellation is in kind really, really strong. I can mow the lawn, play a podcast, have the volume of the podcast be at like 30%. So perfectly comfortable listening volume. I can still hear the mower in the background, but it's way dulled down. Before AirPods 4, it would be like overwhelmingly loud. With AirPods 4, it's just like background noise and I can perfectly hear what the people are saying on the podcast. So AirPods 4 have really changed my life. I'm really thankful for them. I thought that even like I never really considered until we got close to the rumor cycle that Apple would even do that, because I always saw active noise cancellation as something they can keep as a pro feature, like how they've kept ProMotion as a pro feature for so long, you know, the 120 high frame rate display. But they've done it with noise cancellation. You have to pay $50 extra to get the noise cancellation model. But even so, the price is the same as AirPods third generation was sold at. So if you just stomach the extra $50, get the AirPods with noise cancellation. I don't use noise cancellation all the time, but when I do, I really appreciate it. And so that's my first choice, AirPods 4.
And a lot of the things we mentioned about Apple TV apply to AirPods too, right? Like you can go buy headphones that have noise cancellation for $50 on Amazon, but they're not going to be as good as AirPods 4. They're not going to have all the integration.
I'm not sure you can buy noise cancellation earbuds that have no tips. Like that is it's true. Honestly pretty individual and pretty special. There's one brand of Galaxy Buds that claim to have active noise cancellation without inner tips, but it's like not worth the paper it's written on. It's just really bad. AirPods 4 are like stand out for that reason. You can get cheaper alternatives to AirPods Pro, right? Like you said, but AirPods 4 with non-silicon tips, I'm not aware of anything that comes anywhere close at any price with active noise cancellation. That's that good.
We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Experience precision cleaning like never before with Roborock. Black Friday is finally here, and if you've been waiting for the perfect time to upgrade your cleaning game, Roborock has you covered. From November 21st to December 2nd, Roborock is offering incredible discounts on their smart robot vacuums. Roborock makes cleaning effortless with cutting-edge technology, including hyperforce suction, automated schedules, app controls, an anti-tangled brush, and so much more. Hit the link in the show notes below to take advantage of Roborock's Black Friday deals. My thanks to Roborock for their support of the show. My second one is very simple but very useful. It's the Anker Nano Power Bank. And Anker Nano is the name of like 15 different products from Anker, of course, but I'll put a link in the show notes to this particular model. And the reason that I love this thing, there's really two things. It has a built-in USB-C cable that has a really clever like folding up hidden design. So when you're not using it, you pull the USB-C cable up and then it turns into like a little lanyard holder type thing. And then it also has a little tiny, very subtle built-in screen that shows you how much battery you have and if you're charging, how long until the thing is fully recharged. Just a super useful $30 accessory that you can buy on Amazon that when you're traveling is just, I found it to be indispensable. It has the built-in USB-C cable. It has a separate USB-C port and it has a USB-A port. I kind of wish they would make a version that removes the USB-A port and just puts another USB-C port. But this thing, it doesn't have the biggest capacity. I think it's 10,000 milliamp hours. But for a small portable battery pack to charge your iPhone, even charge your iPad or a pair of AirPods or something, this thing is perfection. I love it. And Mayo, your second one?
I am choosing the Eve Outdoor Cam. It's a HomeKit secure video camera that is meant to go and replace a light fitting on the outside of your house. And it has a floodlight in it and it has a 1080p camera inside. I am lucky enough to own my own home, and having some sort of smart home security camera set up has been like, luckily I've never had an issue in terms of like burglaries or anything, but the peace of mind it gives you is crazy. And it's useful in terms of you get packages and stuff, you can get a HomeKit notification that detects mm-hmm. packages have been left outside, and I can go and get them. If somebody comes to the door who's like, you know, I'm busy working and they're advertising, like, I don't know, window washing that I don't want, I can just ignore the door and don't have to go and see it. Like, just having the outdoor camera, which is ostensibly a security camera, but it's just used day to day, it really, I wouldn't want to, like, occasionally it stops working, very occasionally. I mean, like, you know, once a month. And even for the moments when it stops working, I'm like sad that it's no longer working. And you can always fix it by going like toggle the power on it, but, or it generally just like fixes itself within the hour. But whenever I see that not responding notification, I'm like, no, I want to see the outside of my house. Now I have a car. It's nice to be able to just check that no one's like smashing my car up outside, you know, just having one camera there. Some people have video doorbells to do this kind of job. Mm-hmm. I don't have a doorbell, so I have this camera instead. And even when it's not being used for the camera functionality, it's just a motion-activated light. You know, you come home at night, it lights up, you leave, you can see where you're going. You can control it with HomeKit too, so if you have scenes, you can make it turn on the outside light before you've actually opened the door. Like, you can do all that stuff. It's really, really nice. The HomeKit Secure Video is essentially free because it's just part of the iCloud subscription. You don't have to pay an extra monthly subscription like some of these other home security products. You just buy the Eve Outdoor Cam once, you get an electrician to fit it where a light fitting is, and then it just kind of works, and it's great. And you can get recordings, you can get notifications. It will say, like, there's an animal outside, or there's somebody outside, or even there's face recognition based on your photo library. Surprisingly accurate facial recognition. It digs up photos, even of people that I haven't named in the Photos app. You know, like, you have those, like, named faces. It will find people that, if I have friends come around that aren't in the named faces, it will still find them and match them up. so that's always kind of crazy and just kind of cool. There's obviously more they could do with it, but even as it is, for a product that has no recurring subscription, effectively, it's so nice. The amount of times I've had trouble with it, once a month maybe, like,
and that's not bad for HomeKit accessories.
Yeah, that might be. And remember, that might not be the Eve Outdoor Cam's fault. It might be the fact that I'm running the beta on my Apple TV, which is my home hub, for instance, right? But yeah, the amount of times that it's nowhere close to being annoying enough for me to want to get rid of it. I wouldn't want to get rid of it, is the situation. I have an Eve indoor cam inside in one of my rooms, but I use that. I depend on that less. The Eve outdoor cam is just so nice to have some purview of the outside of your house, because I work from home, so I don't. Some days I don't even go outside. You know, outside the front door, you know. So it's nice to be able to just look out there and see and check everything's in order.
And the last thing I'm thankful for is for everybody who listens to this show and mine and Benjamin's other show, Happy Hour. These shows are made possible because you listen, because you engage with our sponsors, and because we have members. And we're running a promo for Black Friday and through the end of the year, where you can save 20% on all the annual plans for 9 to 5 Mac Daily Plus, 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour Plus, and the bundle, 9 to 5 Mac Pro, that gets you both shows. Ad-free episodes on Happy Hour Plus. Mayo, we do a special segment every episode, a post-show with another topic or just some casual conversation. This week's Happy Hour episode, the Happy Hour Plus segment, I think is very good. You basically got like another 20 minutes of me and Benjamin talking about Apple Intelligence and my new MacBook Pro. You can sign up 9to5mac.com/join. Again, 20% off the annual plans through the end of the year. Mayo, thank you for joining me, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody who is listening.
Likewise. Bye-bye.